call the August 22nd Planning Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez.
Good evening, Planning Commission. Roll call. Mayor Steve Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Patricia Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Bokla.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Glenn Morrow.
Here.
Elderman Mark Denry.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Is excused. That was the Venezuelan pronunciation of Hogan.
Hogan?
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, right now, I teach you, but you can turn around and say, shut up.
No.
Firstly, it's correct. First order of business B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of August 8th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, which is a public hearing on a special exception for lake and nature trails construction on the Conservancy for Yulee and Heritage property. Mr. Martinez, you have a notice.
Notices are by given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 22, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application for a Conservancy for Healing and Heritage, Inc., Susan A. Ray, CEO and Executive Director, for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 6941 South 68th Street and adjoining areas, Sun Plan Development District, number 28, Polish Festival, Inc., Polish Community Center, which bears tax key number 743-8978-006. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of clearing, grading, filling, and development of approximately 0.002 acres of lake, approximately 0.007 acres of wetlands, approximately 0.107 acres of wetland buffer, and approximately 0.006 acre of wetland setback to construct the proposed lake and natural trails of the Conservancy Healing and Heritage property. This project includes the construction of paved and unpaved trails with boardwalks and observation decks, benches, stairs appear on Cutmire Lake and associated signage. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 590110, application for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions, and the Section 1510-0208, special exception for natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend and the public hearing and to provide input.
Mr. Teagle, you want to give us the highlights? Please.
Thank you. We do have poster boards up on the easels that show the maps, site plan, and the natural resource protection plan of the area. As you can see on those maps, it shows both the Healing Garden, which was previously approved earlier this year. That's the area of the trails that are really close to one another on the west end of the property, and the property is outlined in red. So that property is the property owned by the Conservancy for Healing and Heritage. The bigger trails that extend all the way down to the shore, the southwest corner of the lake, are what's the subject of tonight's topic. Those trails are extending through woodlands, and as noted in the public hearing notice, also impacts wetlands and buffers and the lake and the shoreland and the floodplain. The natural resource special exception would be to allow those impacts. As required by the UDO, the Environmental Commission has looked at this matter. They have made a recommendation to recommend approval. Their conditions of approval include that the applicant obtain all permits and approvals, and that the applicant prepare a mitigation plan that consists of trail maintenance and removal of dead and diseased trees that are in close proximity to that trail. Staff is recommending approval as well, with slightly different recommendations. The The city's forester has also gone out to the site and has walked the site with the property owner, and has also recommended a few things. Staff would recommend that his comments be included to be comprise the majority of the mitigation plan. And also, as this is a public hearing, we did receive a visitor, I think it was yesterday maybe, who wouldn't be able to attend the meeting today and gave us a letter with their concerns, and that letter has been placed at your seats.
Well, objection to the letter, the email as part of the record. Seeing no objections. Okay, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Is anyone wishing to speak? Jeff, please come up, give us your name and address. And our local ordinances require that in matters of this, you be sworn in, and the city attorney will do that for you.
Raise your right hand, please. Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Jeff Kudersky, and my residence is 8135 West High Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm here representing the Village Heritage Alliance. Address is 8941 South 68th Street. One of the concerns and questions we have is the property that in question uses our address, and the board of directors nor the membership have approved any plans for this property. And we wish, the question is, why aren't they using the conservancy address? And I understand the conservancy address is 7410 West Rawson Avenue. We're not affiliated directly. But my concern is, since our address is listed as making these amendments and changes, how is that going to affect our property? And we have concerns that we have property down located close to the lake. How is that going to affect any future development in the area with this amendment?
Mr. Deal,
do
you want to take those?
Sure. As you can see on the map, the trails extend near but not to the property line. So we would believe that there'll be no impact on the Polish Community Center property. And this, the permits and approvals they have to obtain will also include DNR and Army Corps of Engineer permits and approvals for the impact to the lake. I would assume that if they do their job, they won't issue those permits unless there is no impact to the lake. So I don't see an impact to the lake, and I don't see an impact to your property. And as we've previously explained, the reason we keep referring to the Polish Community Center is because that's the name of the zoning district that both properties are located in, and that's the city's practice whenever we're referring to the zoning district to refer to that name.
Correct, but the question is, like, we have property on the lake there. Is this affecting that, any future development in the area?
At this time, no. I mean, there might be.
But if we're using our address, that's a concern. If we can say somehow exclude us and say we're not, our section is not included or appropriate.
Again, the past practice from the city has been, yes, we will add new information to the PDD name, just like we did for the Ballpark Commons PDD, but that's at the time of a PDD amendment. So we wouldn't change the name, but we would add it. So, for instance, right. That used to be called the Rock Sports Complex. Now it's called the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons. We could do that for this case, too, the next time there's a PDD amendment.
So we could add
Heritage for a conservancy for heritage, yes.
That was a concern.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Yeah, it's good to see you. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Haley. And then Commissioner Moore.
First, I'd like to say that I like the project. I support this. This is, I think, a very good thing. Two concerns I might share. One is the email we just got. Obviously, you've got some issues with neighbors that need to be resolved, and other things that you can, screening or whatever. The other is that it's that sometimes in the information that this is a ADA accessible trail. From my experience, it's not, and I don't want to get into the details of that design. My concern is it's stability and longevity. Wood chips on fabric is a nice residential thing. Can't push a wheelchair down it. You've got stairs into things. Apparently there's slopes over 10%. So those are things that make it not universally accessible. And you don't have to. You want to make the effort. But my concern is that what you got may not be the better solution. In 2 years from now, you may be revisiting the composition of those trails, because you'll find that people that can get around pretty good can walk on wood chips. Anybody with crutches or a wheelchair is going to be at a loss to move, especially the full gamut of the thing.
City Attorney, what's your name?
Public hearing is over.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Okay, Ms. Gregg.
Our intent is not to have the trails ADA accessible because of the terrain. It would be impossible for us to do that. The Healing Garden is ADA accessible.
And again, my only concern is that you may find out as it becomes popular and people are out there trying to use it, that they're not able to navigate it if they're disabled.
Right.
In any significant
Understood.
Way.
Understood. Yeah.
You may want to think about that.
Yeah.
There are other solutions that can work. Compacted stone. Something to discuss with your designers.
Okay.
And there was also noted there that the wood chips need to be replenished on a regular basis. So you're getting into a long-term maintenance thing that you might not have with a more stable slope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good suggestion.
Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Dino, I don't believe that the comments from my staff, specifically Tom Ria, was incorporated in the motion.
No, right? I would ask that they be added to the motion, yes.
And for the record, you want to elaborate on his comments?
Sure. So he visited the site, I should probably get my glasses. On August 15th, they walked the trail locations together. His comments and recommendations and suggestions include that no trees be removed, and the applicant is indicating there will be no trees removed. Tom Ria is also indicating that the soil not be excavated any deeper than 6 inches. The applicant is also indicating they won't do that. Tom Ria is also asking that they move the trail slightly to avoid the trunk of a large oak tree, which will put it between two other oak trees, but that location would be better than the currently proposed, and that no excavation be done in that area, and that it's also in a second spot where the roots of a large maple tree extend to the surface of the ground, that no excavation take place at that location, only fill be used. Six is that the wood chips would be okay to provide infiltration and nutrients for the soils as the chips break down, but where there is a steep slope, he recommends that they use landscape timbers to try to keep those wood chips in place as much as they can. Those are his recommendations and suggestions. And I would recommend that we include those as part of the mitigation.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map being part of... Oh, sorry. Is there a motion... Let's get ahead of myself. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Conservancy for Healing and Heritage Natural Resources Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council and City Forester and Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Move on to Balistrarian Verge, shift of an interior property line. Mr. Martinez.
There's no public here.
Mr. Keeble.
Thank you. The certified survey map is to address the situation. One of the property owners, they share a common driveway currently right on the property line. Both property owners have agreed that they would like to have separate driveways. To do that, the one property owner to the south has to acquire some additional land from the property owner to the north so that they can build a driveway in approximately the same location where it is now, but to also maintain the 6-foot setback that's required by the UDO. So they have prepared the certified survey map. They've made the changes that staff was recommending and its staff comments. The only condition of any substance at this point is they do have to do a landscape buffer yard easement. We are recommending that landscape buffer yard easement allow the existing driveway to remain, because it does cross through that landscape buffer yard easement. They have a driveway coming from Forest Home as well. That there's some minor technical corrections with the wording of that landscape buffer yard easement. So staff's recommending approval with the condition for the revisions to the landscape buffer yard easement.
The revisions on the CSM will be
reviewed. Yeah, all the substantive changes have already been made. There's only a couple really small minor stuff. So that falls under the standard condition that we have for minor technical corrections already for Milwaukee County and anything the city has.
And you considered an easement minor?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Moore, Mr. City Engineer.
Just a comment that I get a request at least once a month for people to share sewer laterals or water services or other things shared, and they don't understand that they may be along with their neighbor, but future owners may have some issues, and this is just always a bad idea to share things, so it's always good to separate.
Okay. I gotta find my sheet again. I started to read it. You know, we should have just finished it and said, never mind. See, this is what happens. We get so much paper here.
Yep, motion.
Our motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being part of parcel A of certified survey map 3411 and unplatted lands being part of the northwest one quarter of the southeast one quarter of section 6, township 5 north, range 21 east, city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at 6708 and 6720 south North Cape Road.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.